Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
Thank you.
Jacob rested with the Lord all through the night, and he said God was here, but he did not know. This is my testimony of how I encountered God and what God has done for me. Rano shalamarade kabalanianza. Oh, yeah. When I met you in the darkest of night, you came as a passing one bright light, awakening me from deep sleep. I felt an outpouring of your love. You didn't tell me who you were, just took me by my hand and lead me to a safe place.
I am your Savior.
Thunder rolled very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear. Why the fire blazed all around? Then you took me by my hand, lead me through the fire to your secret place.
I am your Savior.
Must be and where. You take away my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, oh God. You take away the guilt. You take away the shame. You take away the pain. Oh. You are my Savior. I rely on you. Rana kamara, era bo shana mara. Yeah. You show me love. You show me peace. You give me peace of mind. You say, daughter, come. Seek for the kingdom. Am I right to say, I never want to change, I'll be honest. Oh, I come boldly to obtain mercy, mercy from you, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, I know you, my Savior. I give you my life, I give you my all, I give you my everything. I am your daughter. I came boldly. I came boldly to obtain mercy. Yeah. I open up my heart to receive from you. Yeah. Oh. In the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Lord, pour out your spirit upon us. Hallelujah.
In your
Because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the suffering and afflicted. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to announce liberty to the captive. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed on the Calvary. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood. He gave his blood to set me free. He gave his blood to save my soul. He gave his blood to make me whole. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me. He gave his blood 'cause he loves me.
He gave his blood and he gave his Higher, Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord. Hallelujah. Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. And His tender mercies are over all His works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts and the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is now unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, for all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we will bless the Lord. We will praise his name. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We give you honor. We give you glory, Almighty God. We magnify your name, O God. Your name alone is above every name. And so we want to say thank you, Jesus. You watched over us as we slept through the night. You woke us morning. You started us on our way. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We give you glory, O God. We give you honor, O God. We bless your holy name. Your name is worthy, O God. Your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. Your name is worthy of honor, O God. Oh, let us magnify the Lord, O God. We bless your name, O God. Oh, Jesus, your name is worthy. Jesus, your name is worthy. Jesus, your name is worthy of praise. Your name is worthy of glory. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry unto you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and sin of commission, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for mercy for our children, mercy for our grandchildren, mercy for our nieces and our nephews, mercy for our spouses, mercy for our siblings, mercy for each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for mercy. We cry out to you for mercy. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, your word says, if we confess our sins and repent, you will forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we cry out, we stand in the gap for our children. We stand in the gap for our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, grandchildren. We pray for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Oh, Father, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be better things than the blood of Abel. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, our homes in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we soak our children, their homes, their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be better things than the blood of Abel. For God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your precious blood. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ in our system, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. This morning, Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us. Your holy angels to minister to us. Let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, send your holy angels to assist us. Send your holy angels to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh God, that you send your holy angels, angels that are assigned to our children, angels that are assigned to holy angels that are assigned to our children and grandchildren. Holy angels that are assigned to our spouses, holy angels assigned to this ministry, O God. Father God, so do your bidding, so war on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Lord, perfect all that concerns us, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray this morning for fresh oil. We pray, Lord, for fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but, Lord, fresh oil, fresh anointing. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we call for fresh oil. We call for fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Let the oil flow. Let the oil flow. Let the oil flow in the name of Jesus. Let the oil flow, O God. Let the oil flow, O God. In the name of Jesus, Uriya Sande de Uriya Moso Toria Karamaste, Yekere Moso Toria Karamaste de Reko. Fresh oil, O God, fresh oil, O God. We pray for fresh oil, O God, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Fresh anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, O God, in the name of Jesus. Uriya Mazedeke Mo Goria Setereko. Uriya Zade Goromoseteria Karamase. Fresh oil, O God. Fresh anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your name this morning. We praise your name this morning, O God. Lord, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. O God, you are worthy, O God. Lord, you are worthy, O God. Lord, you are worthy, O God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. Awesome God. Mighty God, how great is our God. You alone, O God. You alone, O God, are worthy of the praise. You alone, O God, worthy of the glory. You alone, O God, worthy of the honor. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Jesus. We just want to praise your glorious and your holy name. Hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you, Almighty God. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you. In Jesus' name, Lord, amen and amen. Our Father, we bless you and we thank you. Father, Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Take preeminence in our lives. We surrender this service to you, Holy Spirit. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to have your way in this service. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Have your way, Spirit of the living God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this new season. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Praise you, O God. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of John, please. Good morning to all of you. John chapter 4. Hallelujah, we started that. Father, this morning as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Father, I decrease and you increase. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. I surrender to you. Let God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 4. And therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. He had to go through Samaria. There he cometh to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was well. Therefore, Jesus, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour, 12 midday. There came some of a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me a drink. Hallelujah. I told you, if you are here yesterday, I told you that God will do anything and everything when it comes to his children, to visit children, to meet with his children. Jesus came to set us free. He came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So there's an appointment. God has spoken. Go over there. Jesus has gone to meet this woman at the well. This woman at the well, if we read the story, you will find out she had was the one she was living with. Not that it wasn't even her husband. It was a boyfriend. And now Jesus is the seventh man. You know, one thing I like about the Lord, he cares. He cares for each and every one of us. He is extremely sensitive about us. He knows what we have in our hearts. He knows what is bothering us. He knows what is keeping us from moving forward. We might smile to the world, but yet in our hearts we are broken and sad. But if the world do not see it, who sees it? Jesus, as a song that says, Jesus knows all about my trouble. And he will hear me when I cry. So Jesus knows about this woman. He probably knows that she has come to the point of her life that is a breaking point. That's why she goes in the afternoon instead of the morning. In the morning, there's a lot of people at the well to draw water. But she comes in the afternoon. Hallelujah. She does not want to be ostracized. She does not want people whispering about her. So she chose a time to go when no one is there. There are times you just want to be alone. But in our aloneness, there's Christ is always, he sees what's bothering us. And he's right there. So Jesus, and I love Jesus. He says to his disciples, he said, go get some food. Because he wants this woman to be an intimate woman, one-on-one with this woman. Jesus came to set us free. Regardless of what type of life you live, Jesus, I live So Jesus waited, and this lady come. He knew she was coming. He said, give me something. Give me to drink. Jesus said, give me to drink. Give me to drink. Jesus, what do you have to give Jesus to drink? And just imagine this woman. What does she have to give Jesus? She's living in the world. What does she have to give Jesus? Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritan. What I'm saying to you, Christ died for all, whether you are Samaritan, whether you're Jews, Gentiles. He died for us all. There's no distinction. He paid the life for every one of us. Hallelujah. If we will receive him. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, then who is it that saith to thee, give me to drink? Thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Give me to drink. Ask one question. Instead of her saying something, then she goes all around the bush, Samaritan and the Jews, and this person has no dealing. When you're dealing with the things of God, be straightforward. He asks one question. Then he said, if you knew that I was the gift of God. Many times we miss the point. We miss the point because we are not focused. Apostle Jesus has come so many times, sometimes in our lives. And because we do not recognize who he is, he has slipped in. What? To give you that living water. Give me that water that will never make me thirst. Hallelujah. So Jesus is right there. And she doesn't recognize that he is the Messiah right now. Hallelujah. Jesus has a visit, and Jesus is right there talking to this woman. Give me the drink. My sisters and brothers, if Jesus would ask you right now, then give me the drink, what do you have to give him? If Jesus said, Sister Mariama, what do you have? Well, give me the drink. What do you have to give him to drink? Jesus asked me, give me to drink. What do you have that you can give Jesus to drink? What is it that you're going to give him to drink? Well, you don't have nothing to give him to drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because even if you have salvation, what else after salvation do you have to give Jesus? Hallelujah. Do you have to give him? What do you have to give him? He said, give me the drink. What do you have to release, Lord? What do you have to give him? What do you have to give him? Think about it. He said, give me the drink. Drink from me. Drink from you. Give me the drink. Hallelujah. Give me to drink it. If you notice, there's a well there. She could have said, let me get this fish some water from this well. But she missed that part too. Give me the drink. Give me the drink. Think about it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You offer your life as a, Apostle Paul said, I offer my life as a drink offering unto the Lord. A drink offering when you give your life to God and you live to do what he's asked you to do. That means you are giving him a drink offering when you put everything behind and put God first. You're giving him a drink offering. When you're obedient, you're giving him a drink offering. When you praise him with all your heart, soul, and mind, you're giving him a drink offering. When you yearn, yearn after righteousness, you're giving him a drink offering. When you go to church, you're giving him a drink offering. When you live for Christ, you're giving him a drink offering. When you praise him, you're giving him a drink offering. When you sacrifice, you're giving him a drink offering. When you pay your tithes and offering, you're giving him a drink offering. It's not just one thing. It's a package. You're giving your whole life to him. Not my will, but thy will be done. It is no more me, but it's Christ that lives inside of me. You giving him everything, all that you are and all that you hope to be, you give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. What do you have to give him to drink? Hallelujah. Or you give him negativity, or you give him by being dishonest, by being evil. You say he's not going to, he's holy, he's righteous. I always said to be in the kingdom of God, everybody, if you see the end product, but you don't know the process. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus everything we are and hope to be. You see, Jesus gives us everything. But what do we have to give him? Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you. Thank you for your word. Pray, Lord, those that are here right now and those that will listen, that today is a new day, that they will begin, if they haven't already, giving Jesus their best. Not only physical, we're talking about the spiritual, their lives. And living for Jesus. And being an example. Father, we thank you for the word. I ask you to bless each and every one here this morning. Be with them, guide them, and protect them, oh God. Bless their going in and coming up. Bless their children. Bless everyone in their household. Bless them on their jobs. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, this morning I pray for the family that lost this young man in this complex, oh God. Father God, I pray that you will comfort the mother and comfort the family in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said you would give beautiful ashes, oh God. Give beautiful ashes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, especially the mother, oh God, be with her, oh God. Even as she goes to the viewing of her son, be with her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Wrap your arms around this family. Father God, we bless you and we thank you. Shield us with your favor, oh God. Shield us with your favor, oh God. Each and every one here this morning. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, this morning before we leave, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth, we put the armor on our children, grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, on each and every one of us. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. There's no Bible study today. God bless you. And the Bible studies are Tuesday and Wednesday, but God bless you. Have a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Take your time. If you have the Lord's Prayer, take your time and repeat it. Ask God for mercy and let the Holy Spirit move upon the words of the Lord's Prayer so that it can be imparted in your environment. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.